It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society.
Henry Rouse was born in Westfield on October 9, 1823. He was educated in both Westfield and Jamestown, including the Westfield Academy. At about the age of 17, Rouse left his hometown with only a dollar in his pocket and began walking south until he got to Pennsylvania. By the winter of 1840, Rouse had settled in Titiute and served as the village schoolmaster. With his earnings, he was able to eventually purchase an interest in a small sawmill. In less than 15 years, he found himself the owner of a large farm, several sawmills, and 1,000 acres of pine timber. Rouse was known throughout the region for his unmatched kindness toward others and his square business dealings. He was eventually urged to run for the Pennsylvania legislature. In 1858, he was elected by the Republicans to represent Crawford and Warren counties. In 1859, the first commercial oil well was successfully drilled in Titusville, and Rouse saw an opportunity to be had in the oil business. Within 2 years, Rouse was a business partner in several oil drilling operations in and around the Titusville area. On the evening of April 17, 1861, Henry Rouse was called to the location of one of his wells after it made a major oil strike, with oil gushing as high as 60 feet above the derrick. Rouse was standing just 20 feet from the structure when an explosion took place and the entire area went aflame. Rouse was pulled from the inferno, but was so badly burned that he died within 5 hours. Still, he was able to dictate his will, giving the entire balance of his estate to Warren County, half to be used for improving roads and the other half for the benefit of the poor.
Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.